the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
We can do so much more. We can save this world. With the right leadership.
I'll make a recording of my formulae for the Senator, in case I don't return this time. If only I won't be too late.
Go take a run and jump.
My patience ends. Prepare to meet your fate.
He's right.
Welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show.
Good evening, everyone. We are rounding out the year here at the What Are You Reading comic book show. We are a couple weeks away from our last episode of the year. So hopefully these next few weeks will be good entertaining shows for you as we go out towards the holiday season and bring in the new year. I'm your host, of course, as they call me the Surfer. Yes. Happened a long time ago. But anyway, hope you're having a good weekend. Going out shopping, getting those gifts you want safely. Not beating up on nobody, not getting beat up on. Traffic's okay. Staying warm and toasty, drinking your hot cocoa. And, of course, this show's about comic books. But it's not about listening to me ramble on. It's about you calling in and talking to me on Skype at SilverSurfer_forever. And we can talk about what you want as long as it deals with comics or anything related. It don't have to be about books, but if it's something similar, you know, animation, you know, geek stuff, nerd stuff, even though I'm not a geek or a nerd, you can call in and talk about it. And hopefully you're listening live in the chat room at rantemradio.com. But if not, you know, there is always Podbean. No, not Podbean. Stitcher and TuneIn you can listen to live if you're out on the road, and then you can listen on the download with iTunes and Podbean. So, and you can always get downloads from the Rant EM Radio website, of course, if you want to listen to this or any of the other shows here that broadcast weekly here on Rant EM Radio. Let's see what on the box office. Well, number one for a second week in a row is Coco, the Pixar animated film that's just blowing away everyone around the world. Added $26 million to its domestic total of $108 million. And Coco seems like it's one of those movies that it's going to have staying power, because even though a lot of people didn't rush out and see it last week, and it was number one. It's one of those things that everybody coming back and talking about it, so then more people are wanting to go see it. So it's going to stick around. And then worldwide, it's up to $279 million. It's doing great over in China, so it might be breaking some records. I'm not quite sure on the information on that, but I did see something that's doing super great in China, and China is up to... 17 million. It is their highest grossing Pixar film. So who would have thought a little boy and his dead ancestors would touch everybody like it did? Justice League is still in second place. It's added 16 million to its three week total of 197 million. And of course, if you add in the worldwide numbers, it's up to 567 million, so it's not doing bad, you know. I know some people hate the movie. Some people wanted to hate the movie. I wanted to really love it, but it's just okay. It's not bad. It's not great. But it's making money, so I don't know what the budget is for that, and Warner Brothers haven't put that out. I hope they didn't spend too much on it. Thor Ragnarok has dropped down to fourth place after 5 weeks. It had a budget of $180 million, but it's made $291 million domestic. And when you add in the foreign, it's up to $816 million. It might not hit that billion, but you never know. Of course, the king of this year's blockbuster is coming out in a couple of weeks, so I don't know why everybody else. Yeah, everybody else better need to make their money while they can, because once Star Wars hit, it's already an estimation that it may open to a $200 million weekend. That's in the States alone. There's only a couple films have done that, Avengers being one. I don't know if Age of Ultron hit $2 billion this opening weekend. It came close. And I think maybe Jurassic World did it. But, yeah, that's always an accomplishment when you can get $2 billion in a single weekend. And then there's nothing else. Now, I've never really talked about this in the box office, but The Star, that's an animated feature, you know, about the birth of Christ and the animals helping it. It's in ninth place. It's brought in $4 million this week. It's been out for 3 weeks, so it's up to $27 million. It's more than made it. It's made its budget back. And, you know, this film wasn't probably made for much anyway. And, you know, it's a faith-based film, so people will come out and see it. And that's really about it. Everything else is either too far down the list or going off the... So, yeah, that's it for box office numbers. I thought I was going to get some calls from some people because of the internet coming to a halt this week. Because Marvel dropped that Avengers Infinity War trailer. And it is the most watched trailer in a 24-hour period of all time. Let me get to the number. And I can honestly say that I've helped contribute to that along with a lot of other people. And of course, the reaction videos are just everywhere on the internet. So let's see, what's the number up to? And are you surprised? There's only a few things that are anticipated like this was. And this was it. I mean, we've had 10 years waiting for this movie. Building up to this movie, Marvel. We'll get into that later. But the numbers, where's it at? It was viewed... Oh no, don't open up a pop-up. 230 million views in a 24-hour. That dwarfed the previous most watched trailer of Warner Brothers' It, which was watched 197 million times in a 24-hour. So, who knows what the next film will be to beat that out, but... And, you know, I'm quite sure people are still watching this trailer because it is epic. That's just my opinion. All I can give you is my opinion. It's epic. Oh, man, it just brings out so much in you. Well, here we go. The calls are starting. And this is the co-host of the Sports Report and the Rant, Tony C.
What's going on, man?
I know. You got an echo. Got to straighten out your audio.
You still there?
No. Okay. See, I know you're not the comic book person like I am. But you are...
No, I'm not a comic head. No,
but
sir.
You are a fan of one particular comic character. And I, just explain to me, how did you be just become a fan of that one character out of our hundreds of thousands?
Well, I was sitting there watching the, you know, the end of the first Avengers movie.
Right, right.
And, you know, the post-credit scene came up. And I was like, damn, they putting Thanos in the movies.
You just out of nowhere. You knew who he was. Oh, so hold on a second.
Yeah, I knew who he was from, you know, a little bit of comic lore.
Yeah, I think I must have.
You know.
You just knew who he was. Just no, I had to say, hey, who was that? Because I remember people was in the theater thought it was the Red Skull. And I'm like, no, dude, that's Thanos. So, what's your impressions of the trailer when you first watched it?
Look, since it dropped, I watch it at least once every damn day.
That's all? You lie. You must have other things to do if you're only watching it once a day. But you know, I'm just kidding.
I don't want to get, you know, Thanos overdose. You know what I'm saying? But
Go ahead.
I'm just gonna say the way he handled himself with it. Now, and he just a cool, calm dude, you know.
Yeah, I mean, look, there have been times in the comics where he's been one of those yelling, you know, like actually the funny thing about Thanos when he was first introduced, he was a bank robber. And then, you know, hold on, let me.
There was an idea.
I mean, is that okay? So then, you know, the right guy got a hold of him and started making him more than that, and you know, him taking over the universe and conquering and beating up heroes left and right, and you know, his obsession with death, and you know, since. It came down to Marvel, since they don't right now have the rights to Galactus, their next best villain is Thanos. So they making the best of him. Now I watched this trailer, and I see all the, you know, the influences they getting from for this movie.
Thanos, like, quest store.
Thanos quests. I mean, like the comic books, like Thanos quest, Infinity Gauntlet. The book came out a couple years ago, Infinity, and then the Avengers story, Time Runs Out. As you're watching, in the beginning of the trailer, you see Banner is laying on the ground because he done fell through Doctor Strange's home.
To New York.
Right. And him and Wong, you know, they're like, what the hell? And, you know, in the Infinity Gauntlet, like the Silver Surfer fell through at the beginning of that storyline. He fell through Doctor Strange's home. Like, what's going on? It's like, oh, he's coming. We need to prepare. And we saw the Hulk and Thor together at the end of Ragnarok. And then they got met by this huge, I mean, like almost like a half a moon sized ship. So we don't know if we're going to see what happened between them, like them getting into a fight and getting their ass kicked. Or it's just going to start off, their ass is already kicked, because we know Thor's going to be floating out in space. And then for the Hulk to come crash landing onto Earth, I mean, he must have got the shit punched out of him.
Yep.
And, you know, they talk about how the Avengers are supposed to come there. You see the Vision, he got regular skin, because, you know, he can do that. He can make himself look normal if you want. And they got him and the Scarlet Witch in there.
Well, rumor is that in the fourth one, uh-huh, they're gonna have kids. Him and.
Well, you know, yeah, there's a rumor that their two kids may show up. Now, it's funny about that because they had kids. They had two babies. Then it supposedly turned out they didn't have kids, because how the hell are you gonna have a kid with an android? And it turned out
a dick.
He don't have sperm. But
how we know?
He don't. No. So listen, this is they had the kids. But then they said that they said the Scarlet Witch used her powers to make herself pregnant, and they weren't real kids, and they were erased from existence. And then years later, two grown people showed up, supposed to be her kids. One was called Wiccan, he has like magic powers like the Scarlet Witch, and the other one is called Speed, and he has like, he's fast like his uncle Quicksilver. Now those are the two that could show up, who knows, they may come from the future. That's the whole thing. And you know, the one thing is, like, when they show the Marvel logo intro, you see all that history unrolling on the screen. This is not something they just rushed into. I mean, we waited 10 years for this. And, you know, now it's like, bring it on. And then Thanos starts talking. He's nice. He's calm. He's talking about it's coming. You can't do nothing about it. You may run from it. You may hide. You see the Illuminati stand, half part of the Illuminati in Doctor Strange's home with Tony Stark showing up. And then you see Spider-Man, Spider-Sense going off, which people complained that, you know, he didn't have in his own movie. But now they're getting it. And he shows up in the Spider-Iron suit, which is badass.
Can we get Captain America a bath and some new clothes? Because he look like a damn... I know he's supposed to be a nomad right now.
Yeah, he's in the nomad.
He look like a war veteran that they ain't took care of.
Well, you know, he's probably using that look so that he can hide out in plain sight, that type of deal. But now Loki's in this, and the one that thing is
crackhead.
Who? Huh?
Loki the family crackhead. He always stealing something.
But here's the deal: in the Infinity Gauntlet, when Thanos got his powers, the person showed up with Mephisto, and he was whispering Thanos' ear, you should do this, you should do that. And I think Loki's going to take that role in this, like when if Thanos gets all the gems and all, and Loki's going to be in his ear like, yeah, you know, maybe you should do this, because Mephisto was trying to, you know, get the power for himself by tricking him. And Loki may take that role, but Loki might not be smart enough to do that.
But didn't Thanos introduce Loki to the idea of getting, Infinity Stone?
Well, Thanos gave Loki the scepter to go back to Earth and get the cosmic, the Tesseract. So we know he gave him the Chitauri to help invade Earth, because the Chitauri was working for him. But he's not bringing the Chitauri this time. He's bringing his
the Dark Order.
Yeah, the Black Order and his
kids.
The Dark Riders. I think they call that Dark Riders. They call those multi armed creatures you see, the Wakandans fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and the thing is, they all live to die. Thanos comes out of that fucking smoke and shit, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm here." But you know, the best part I like. Oh, you mentioned Captain America, and you saw he's been in Wakanda all the time with these other heroes from Civil War that kind of like had to go on the run. They've been hiding out over there.
Black Widow.
Yeah, Black Widow has changed her hair, but I really think she changed her hair because, you know, movie roles. Because she's normally blonde, and they're probably just going to use the excuse, yeah, I've been hiding, so I dyed my hair. Just like,
Hawkeye was on the run with him too, right?
Because
they all were in prison.
He was in prison, and Cap broke them out. So, but he does have the hidden house with the wife, so he can go stay there. But he's gonna be in this movie. Ant Man's gonna be in it. Everybody's gonna be in the movie.
I didn't see Ant Man.
No, it's cool. Listen, this is just the first trailer. We're gonna get some more. We'll see more characters show up if we didn't see them the first time. And it might be one or two people we didn't expect to see. So
I was telling my brother, I bet money we're gonna get one during the Super Bowl.
Oh yeah,
along with the Black Panther.
Yeah, well, this one they're gonna play in front of Star Wars. You can like, it's going to be this, and then they're showing you Star Wars. Like every other trailer, you don't even need to show that. It's just, you're just wasting your time. You see the Vision get his gem taken from him from the Black Order. And the two people taken from him is Corvus Glaive and Proxima Midnight. Those are like his two best lieutenants, right? And then the third best lieutenant is the Amity Maul. He's one of those guys that just whispers in your ears and manipulates people. I don't know if he's going to show up or not, but I think he is. My favorite scene is when Iron Man gets knocked the fuck out. We've seen like hit punches in superhero movies, but guys go flying, you know, through buildings and flying across the town. But we never just see somebody just get punched and driven to the ground like that. And you see Tony Stark put his hands up in fear and just gets knocked out like Debo's knocking out somebody. That's the part I just love watching over and over. What'd you say?
A stone.
Huh?
He don't even have a stone.
No, I think he has a couple of them. He
just
might,
the gauntlet.
He doesn't have the four gauntlet, but he has a couple of them. But still, I don't know if he has the power gem at this point, because the power gem makes him super strong. But without that, he's already strong. He's like Hulk level strong.
You know, I was on YouTube earlier. Mm-hmm. It's a clip floating around of the collector's death.
Yeah?
The
collector?
Yep.
I don't know if the collector's in it. I know the
he's got to be in it.
Oh, yeah, you're right. The collector. I'm thinking of the grandma's. Yeah, because he has the ether.
Power stone.
No, he has the reality stone.
The red one. He got
right.
The red
he was given that by the Asgardians. He was about to get the Power Stone, but then things got messed up, and then Ronan took it. When they got it back from Ronan, they
That's
left
the purple
it.
One.
Yeah, they left it with the Nova Corps. Now I think that plan is going to be wiped out. Like I think they're going to like the Guardians and Thor are going to fly there, and this is going to just be a world on fire,
so the only one we don't know who has the rumor is the Soul Stone is in Wakanda.
Well, that's the thing. Why would they invade Wakanda if it's not for that Soul Stone?
Yep.
Unless the Vision is there and they trying to get the mind gem from him. But yeah, I kind of think that the Soul Stone might be in Wakanda, and the Wakandans are ready, and you know they come in to fight, and you got half the Avengers. That's part of the problem because of Civil War. If there wasn't the Civil War, all of them would be together to fight this threat off. But they're not all together. So
they're gonna come together probably in the fourth one when he get all the stones.
If whoever doesn't die first.
Well, you know people's deals run out after this fourth one. After the fourth one.
Yeah, so. But you don't have to kill them all because like Chris Evans and Robert Downey. You know, even Chris Hemsworth. You know, they may want to walk away. But they still want to use those characters going forward, you know, recast them somewhere at some point somewhere. And it's not like, well, once they're gone, no one can never be Captain America and Iron Man and Thor. That's just So we'll see. And then even in the original Infinity Gauntlet, a lot of heroes died. But in the end, when the good guys got the gauntlet, they just reversed everything and brought everybody back to life.
Yeah, so, that's what I was thinking.
So that could happen.
Gonna happen.
It's just a question of... Oh, go ahead. No, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just gonna ask. So, you got Infinity War, and then you got Avengers 4.
Right.
I'm a kind of forward thinker. I like to kind of look ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they paint themselves... Like, where can they go? Because they've already used Thanos, so who do they have the rights to after Thanos?
Well, there's Kang the Conqueror, but you know, who knows? Just the whole thing that Marvel may, not Marvel, Disney may get 21st Century Fox. So that would bring all those characters back. And then, you know, if that's the case, you get the rights back to the Fantastic Four, which then gives you the rights back to Galactus.
And X-Men too, right?
Yeah.
So we would actually be able to get a real, like, do the real, pretty much like the real Avengers, like from the comics.
Well, we've done the real Avengers, but, you know, it's...
No, I'm talking about...
I mean, a real event, like, would the X-Men and like Avengers real, come together?
Like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Over the next 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah, they would, you know, they would do a Avengers versus X-Men movie. You know, they would just, man, they would write that in a day. They just like, we fuck it, just throw them on the screen. We'll think of the story later.
As soon as they get the rights.
Yeah, and it's not gonna be cheap. So
my biggest question has always been, why won't Marvel just cut a deal like Universal does for the Hulk? I mean, not I'm Marvel, I mean Fox. And just loan it to them and let them do the work and you get the payday. You get a cut.
It's just, you know, hey, you know, Marvel and Sony has found a way to work together. And same thing, you know, as far as using the Hulk. But, you know, we're not getting a standalone Hulk film because Universal ain't trying to do it. And they're not letting Marvel do it. And they're going to want the money if Marvel does do it.
But they pay them to use the Hulk anyway, right?
No, they don't.
Oh, they can so use, they're just they, doing
they
that
can,
off.
They can, no, they can use the Hulk as far as, you know, in a junction with other, like, team movies.
Yeah, but, that's what I'm saying. Right. So,
but they're not paying
Universal don't get a cut?
I don't think so. I mean, they still own the Hulk. They just don't own the movie rights to the Hulk.
No, so I'm just saying they don't get... So, like, if this movie, like, Ragnarok just came out and made all that money.
Mm-hmm.
Universal don't get none of it.
That I don't know for sure. I couldn't say.
I think that would be a jacked up deal.
Mm-hmm.
But, I was just thinking out loud on that because you don't have to do none of the... You let Marvel do the work.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Marvel's not going to want to do all the work and then you get all the money. I mean,
not all of them. You just get a cut.
They did that with Spider-Man so they could use Spider-Man in these movies, which made everybody happy. But, you know, that standalone Spider-Man movie, you know, Sony got most of that money. There's only so much money you're going to want to spend on a movie when somebody else is profiting. And plus, you know, a lot of people feel that Fox has just ruined the Fantastic Four, so.
And then they just holding on to it out of spite.
Yeah, well, actually, I read that it's not really Fox that owns the rights to the Fantastic Four. There's a guy who bought the rights, but he just wants to work with Fox as opposed to, you know, working someplace else.
Cause the Feige dude was with Fox first, right?
Well, no, I don't know. Okay, kind of. Feige worked under Ari Art. Well, I'm about to mess his name up. The guy used to produce most of the Marvel films before Marvel started their own studio. It was Ari Arvid, Arvid, or whatever his name is. Anyway, Feige was kind of under him, and then. Then Feige helped them start the Marvel Studio. And Feige had a boss until recently, and now, of course, now he don't know boss. He is the boss. He's doing what the fuck he wants, so. And as long as they keep making all this money, ain't nobody, you know, you become a genius when you make everybody money. And the other thing that's fucked up about that trailer is the way Spider-Man is just handled, one-handed, like just pushed into the ground. He like he got his arm on, and it still don't mean shit. Go ahead before I get to my point.
No, I was just gonna say, you know, I've read up on some of the legend behind the Infinity Gauntlet, and you know, it's only a certain few, you know, that can wield it. And I know, you know, Nebula, Black Panther.
No, it's just it's like this. It's the to have the gems. It takes somebody who really knows how to use. It's not like anybody could probably have wield the gems, but it's wielding them properly. Like Thanos realized that having the gems, you don't have a hammer, you have a scalpel. You can pretty much think what you want. You don't have to exert a lot of willpower effort into doing, you know, making what you want reality. But, you know, there was a recent story where Cap had the Infinity Gems, and he really didn't know what he was doing, and the gems broke on while he had it because he thought he could use it to push a planet away. And instead of just, you know, like thinking the planet away, he tried to push it away, and the gems broke, and he broke the gauntlet. So it's not a question that anybody can't use it. Anybody can, is just using it properly, to get the full powers from it. Oh man, you know what? I'm wondering how come I didn't get hired to be a Wakandan in this scene where they're charging each other in this field, because it looked like they hired a lot of people. And I could have used the money.
You could have got to Atlanta to the studio.
I would have. Hey, if I'd have known, I'd have went down there, man. I could have used the money to run across the field and die for a few minutes. Sure. You know, listen. Hey, $100 to die on camera for 30 seconds. Sold. You know, the part is.
Marvel.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I just want to say Marvel and Tyler Perry changed the game
for Atlanta
when they did
the Walking Dead. The Walking Dead films down there too, so that's a lot.
See, because they basically cutting out the middleman. Those location spots, you have to pay all that money.
Well, you know, people are starting to go to places where they get the tax breaks. Like a lot of TV shows filmed up in Toronto, like those CW superhero shows, they filmed that in Toronto because it's, you know, the tax breaks and the money, and it's, you know, it's cheaper. What I want to get to, while you're hearing like the Avengers theme build up and you see that shot where they all running with Cap leading the charge, and it makes you think like, oh man, they're gonna come back and win the day. We know that shit ain't gonna be true, man. They're not winning.
They're getting their ass handed to them in this first movie.
Yeah,
one way or another.
It gets you excited to think, yeah, this is the rallying point. This is probably not even at the end of the movie. You know, they're gonna get so beat the fuck up, it's not even funny. But it looked like they're gonna give like the minions to Thanos all they can handle. So.
Oh yeah. I think by the end of the movie, it's going to be like a TV show type situation where that battle where he's beating their ass, like beating the Iron Man, that's probably toward the end.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, just in my opinion, toward the middle or end, where it's like, this motherfucker is strong. I think he'll probably end up with about 3 or 4 of the Infinity Stones by the end of the. Then he'll probably get the last two.
Well,
beginning of the fourth.
Well, Loki's gonna give him the space gem. He's probably just gonna rip the
Mind Stone.
He's gonna take the Mind Stone. He's gonna take the Reality Stone. He's gonna take the Power Gem. I think he might get all the stones by the end of the movie. Yeah, that's the thing. If he got him in the next movie, him getting the stones by the end of this movie, and it looking like it's hopeless, is probably what they want to leave you at. And then it's just a
question.
That's
going to be the cliffhanger.
If it depends on how the film ends. It might end like... They say it's supposed to end like it's going to be a complete movie. But the thing is, who's going to be left to rally them? Because there's only, like, some characters, there's only a few characters that really has a chance to win the day. You're talking about Doctor Strange. You're talking about the Hulk, just out of brute strength. But, you know, he's going to probably get beat up a couple of times. Maybe the Scarlet Witch. But everybody else is just, you know, on their own. Yeah, they're good heroes, but they might not have enough. And it's going to be...
If we use your theory, he gets all six mm-hmm. at the beginning. In this one. So the whole fourth movie is them trying to get the gauntlet off of him.
Right. Now, there is a thing about Thanos that they've always written about him in the comics. It seems like every time he gets ultimate power, subconsciously he gives it up. Like he'll trip his own self up so that the heroes can find a way to defeat him. Because originally, when he took over the universe, he was using the Tesseract, and he found a way to defeat himself. Even when he had the gauntlet for the first time. He kind of switched places with Eternity, and he left his body unguarded. And Nebula, who's of course in these movies, is supposed to be, his daughter, snatched the gauntlet off of him and took the power for herself. But once she got the power, she didn't know what she was doing, so they was able to get the gauntlet from her easy. And like, you know, I mentioned how Mephisto whispered in his ear. Well, I think if Loki does the same thing, like he may, like Mephisto convinced Thanos when he was fighting the heroes, if you want to impress Death, don't use all your powers. Just like go down to a bare minimum so you can show her how strong you are anyway. So it left them at a point where they could have beat him, but just didn't have enough to beat him. And who knows if Loki may convince Thanos to do something like that in one of these movies. And then, you know, like his love affair might be for Hela in these series instead of Death herself, because she is a goddess of death. So
yeah, that's what I was just about to ask you. You think they're gonna go with Hela?
I think that's the rumor, that, you know, he's gonna have a thing for Hela. So, and it would make sense. So,
you know, my biggest thing is once we get to the fourth one, mm-hmm. how they, the next, you know, because they're signed on to what, 2020?
Well,
they got movies at least.
Yeah. Well, the movies we know that are coming out will be, of course, a sequel to Spider-Man, Ant-Man and Wasp, Captain Marvel is coming out. After the first Infinity War, this come up between the first and the second. There'll probably be another Black Panther, but the thing is, they haven't told everybody their plans for what they're calling Phase 4, because right now they're still in Phase 3. And then
they
like,
got another 10-year run, Phase 3. I mean, Phase 4.
Well, they haven't told us what they're going to do with Phase 4 yet. Cause they still,
no,
they're
I
probably
was
still
asking.
Yeah,
no,
I mean, listen, like, these movies, they're going to try to make them forever. Until
somebody kick.
until the bombs start dropping. Now, they were supposed to do Inhumans in 2020, but then that's off the table, so.
Okay.
Yeah, because.
So, basically, the first movie after the fourth Avenger movie will be like Iron Man, Iron Man was. It'll be the start of something, right?
Well, not necessarily. It's not like they're going to start over. They're just going to just
no,
continue.
No. Start something new. Start, you know, a new story arc.
Yeah, somewhat. Because, you know, let's see. They got another Guardians movie they got to make. So, I think that's supposed to come out after the fourth Avenger film. And, you know, when these movies do well, then they say, oh, we're going to come with the sequel. And they put that on the schedule. But as far as, like, what they're going to build up to, they have not, you know, come up with that plan yet.
Yeah, the next Infinity War, basically, storyline.
Yeah, like I said, you know, I'm kind of hoping that they get the rights back to Galactus, because that would take a whole lot of people to bring him down, you know. He shows up, you think dealing with Thanos is a lot. You're talking about somebody you're not even near him in size, and... You know, everybody's like insects to him.
And don't they need the Silver Surfer for?
Well, if they have the rights, if they have the rights to one, they'll have the right to the other.
Yeah.
And Marvel tried to get them back because, like Fox had the rights to Daredevil, and they was gonna do a Daredevil film, but they was running out of time, and Marvel tried to say, "Hey, we'll let you keep Daredevil if you let us get back Galactus and Silver Surfer," and Fox said no, so they lost Daredevil, and that's why we got the Netflix shows.
And all this stems from a bad point in time with Marvel in the beginning. They needed money.
Yeah, they was going bankrupt. They was going out of business.
Yeah.
And
I know they was. They kind of. They knew then what they knew now. Well, no, when you hemorrhage your money, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, so. Yeah. See, Marvel had overexpanded. They was buying all these, like, trading card companies. And, like, they bought two trading card companies and ended up selling them for for what they paid for the two of them.
Was there a need for them to buy them? Or
it was the 90s. You know, people was going crazy off trading cards because of, you know, like when Jordan came along and everybody started buying cards, well, they, you know, they was making the comic cards too, and people was buying them up thinking one day they're going to be worth a lot of money, and none of it's worth a damn. And, well, you know.
Then they started losing money. We got to sell off some of these properties.
Yeah, pretty much. Because you know, they bought like a distribution company, and then they had to get rid of that, and now the people that distribute them kind of tells them what to do in a way.
That's just too much money they leaving on the table. I don't know how they wait.
Okay.
No, I'm talking about Fox.
Right.
And now they talking about selling you know what I'm saying? So it's like, what's the point of you putting up all the fight all these years?
Well, they were a company trying to make money, and maybe they just had too many more losses than gains. Because it's not just
damn settlements for sexual harassment.
It's not just the comic book movies. It's, you know, it's the whole movie division, and who knows what's
going
on.
All them settlements they was paying out for sexual harassment.
Yeah, that probably did it too.
That's why they... I was watching I watched the stock markets and stuff, and they were talking about it, about a couple of weeks ago, that 21st century looking to sell. But I think they don't want Marvel to lowball them. That's what it is. But when you look at the sales, you got to pretty much take what you can get.
Well, of course, one company's going to try to lowball, and the other company's going to try to overprice. But, you know, eventually, if they really want to do a deal, they'll come to the right price. I mean, Disney bought Marvel for $4 billion. They bought Star Wars for $4 billion. So you think 21st Century Fox ain't looking at billions to be bought out to?
And
And but, you know, hey, people thought maybe they was a little bit crazy when they bought Marvel for billions. They've made their money back and more. Same thing with Star Wars.
Well, when you got Disney, you know, in the picture, hell, they gonna make that money back. Just hell, they creating a whole Marvel land out there at Disney.
Right, that's the reason why they was willing to pay that, because you know they gonna find ways to make their money back.
Yeah,
but you're not gonna they're not gonna build a 21st century land, you know.
Oh hell no, they just want those properties to make the movie rights back.
And
what I was gonna say is,
so one of the things
I was just gonna say, imagine how much Marvel and Disney could sell. I mean, Disney could sell Marvel for now.
Well, that's the thing. They probably wouldn't sell them because.
No, I'm just saying.
It would be a whole lot. One of the things that Disney would get is the rights to the original copy of the original Star Wars. See, right now, they're putting out the special edition. But, you know, a lot of people want that original version of Star Wars that came out in the theaters. And Fox still has the rights to that, so.
Ah. So it's a real.
It's a lot to be had, and then Disney's not the only one trying to buy them.
Who? 21st Century?
Yes.
Who the hell else is trying to buy them?
I think Comcast was mentioned.
What the hell?
Wait, I'm not even on the air. What happened? Why you know? How come we're not on the air?
Oh no!
I was on the air and I was still supposed to be broadcasting. So what's going on here? It says airing a classic promo. Yeah, let me refresh the page and see what happens. Sorry.
Are you good?
Okay. Let me refresh the page and see what happens. I don't know what that was about, but anyway. So, you know.
But what could Comcast do?
Well, they own a lot. They own Universal.
Oh, yeah, it is Comcast Universal, yeah. So, basically, the X-Men and all those properties would be in the same boat, under the same umbrella with the Hulk, right?
Somewhat. Like I said, it depends. Like, I guess if there's more than one company trying to buy buy them out, then you know whoever puts down the biggest suitcase wins.
Yeah, but you know Disney, Disney wants that. That mouse will come get it.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want to wait. Be too late, man. Well, you ain't gonna never be too late, cause Infinity War is gonna be, it's gonna outdraw Star Wars. You might not believe it.
It's possible. Don't assume that, cause I would have thought after the first Avengers made so much money the first weekend, I thought it was gonna catch Avatar, and it didn't. And you know. Don't underestimate the power of Star Wars. And the other problem with the Marvel movie, that's coming out like first weekend in May, but by the third weekend there'll be another blockbuster coming out to take some money away from it.
What blockbuster?
Well, look, you have to look it up. I mean, don't give Avengers a week or two. But all these other studios, they're not going to stay on the sidelines and not try to make their own money. So therefore, to make money.
Yeah, they might make some money, but they ain't going to make Avengers and Star Wars money.
Yeah, but once the third week comes around and another new movie comes out that's a blockbuster, and a lot of people have already seen Avengers, Well, they're going to go see the new movie. Now, some will go back and see this movie. If this movie is good as we hope it could be, then, yeah, some people will go back and see it over and over. But, you know, once you get to the later months of May, then there's going to be other bigger movies coming out, and they're going to make money, too. So that's going to take away from the money that Marvel's making. Marvel, listen, this movie's going to make a lot of money. It's going to make a lot of money.
Avengers going to do better than Justice League?
Well, it's not. I mean, it's already doing better than it's just a trailer. And I hate to say that. Listen, you know, I watched that trailer. I saw nothing in the Justice League movie that came close to what I've seen in this Avengers trailer. Like, that shot of them running, all assembled in battle, you didn't see no scene like that to get you pumped with the Justice League when they came together. There was nothing like that. Yeah, when they started, in the end, they all fighting Steppenwolf. It was cool watching them work together, but you didn't see the rallying cry shot that Avengers is giving you. And even that first Avengers, it's second Avengers, you got that too, when they were standing in that church and waiting for Ultron to attack. And I'm hoping that, you know, the next Justice League is better than this one, because I'm not like, oh, I want one to succeed and the other to fail. I want them all to be great. But
so my question, I ain't gonna get a chance to ask you. I told my brother I went and saw it. Finally, it was better than Batman v Superman.
Yes.
Would you agree on that?
Yes. It's not a high bar to jump over, though.
That's true. I mean, yeah. In essence, yeah. And that's the thing. DC bar is set so low, yo.
Because
this what bothered me about the end of Justice League. You going from Steppenwolf to freaking Deadshot? I mean, Deathstroke and Lex Luthor? Really, man?
Well,
they can't even get the villains
Deathstroke,
right.
Deathstroke was supposed to be in a Batman film. Now they're saying they're going to give him his own film, standalone film. So he might, it's not like he's going to be, that was setting up for him to be the villain of the next Justice League movie. That was just, you know, like, universe threading, like.
Building.
Yeah.
Okay, they mentioned Darkseid, I think, one time.
Yeah, he was supposed to show up in this movie, and his scene got cut. So.
Dumbass.
They might put it in the home version.
So what's next in their universe? What's next up?
Aquaman. Oh, no, come on, give Aquaman a chance. But the thing about DC, now, I didn't want DC to make a Marvel film. I wanted them to do the Marvel plan of building things up to get to your big movies. You know, give us the individual movies to show us who these characters are before you bring them together to fight a threat they can't take on by themselves. Because, like I said, we got that build up for that first Avengers, and now we got an even bigger build up for this one. And you didn't get that in Justice League. You just got them trying to get them together as fast as they could. And you don't know much about Cyborg or Aquaman. Now you got to learn these things later. You know, the Flash, well, you know, I hate this version of the Flash, but
they're trying to keep up with Marvel, sir.
They shouldn't be, that's the thing. They shouldn't have worried about trying to keep up. They should have just created their universe from the ground up and got there when they got there. Not try to rush and get there before somebody else gets there. Justice League film that's mixed as far as what everybody thinks about it.
Yeah, it jumped right off the porch with a team up. And we're gonna tell the story on how they came together during the movie.
And you're making an assumption that people that's not in the comic books just know who they are, and that they just accept them coming together without any like before the first Iron Man movie. If you didn't read comic books, you might not know Iron Man. Not everybody knows who Iron Man is because they did that movie. It worked, and then they went forward and gave you the rest of the characters. Then they gave you the Avengers, and you know it's been going forward ever since. It's a train going around. They lapping around the earth on that train. You know, it's the party train. We got to
keep up with Marvel. We got to keep up with Marvel.
Anyway, it's getting close to me having to end this show. But Tony C, I'm glad we had this conversation. We don't get to talk this much in length like we used to. And
oh yeah, and leading up to this movie, you know. We're gonna talk a whole lot more because you know we got Black Panther in February.
Yeah, you know it's a holiday. As soon as the ticket go on sale, I'm buying it. Like tickets on sale now. It's like you zip. I'm getting my ticket. I suggest you buy your ticket first day because you know
it's the second Friday in February, right?
Yes.
Okay, so the Friday after the Super Bowl.
So when tickets go on sale in January, buy it. Don't buy it the day of. We want the support. We want this movie to, you know, kick ass. But you know what else kicks?
Okay, and one last question.
Mm-hmm.
Post-credit scene in Black Panther, is it going to be the lead in the Avengers or no?
Yeah, it probably has something to do with that. They probably have a couple something to cap off the movie, something to set you up for Infinity War.
Yeah, we only got what seven more months.
Yep. But you know what we really should be building up to, Tony C, the shows here on radio, like tomorrow night at 11:15 Sports Report. Tuesday, a doubleheader of the Shining Wizards live at 7 and the Rant live at 11. Thursdays is Rant and Wrestling at 9. Did I say the Rant was at 9 too? Oh, it's at 9.
Shining Wizards at 7.
Yeah, I said the Shining Wizards at 7. Fridays is Turnbuckle Throwbacks at 9. And then I'll be back next Sunday, 5 p.m. The What Are You Reading Comic Show. When's the pay-per-view?
It is the weekend of, let's see, next, the 16th. I'm sorry, the 15th. So it'll be December
17th. 2 weeks. And that'll be probably my last day of the year, the 17th. Because the 24th is
the winter finale.
Yeah, well, I'll give my list of the best comic book movies of the year. And, then, you know, after that is Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. So, once the 17th hit, I won't be back on the air until the 7th. So, and I'll talk to people during the week. Yeah, Tony C., you continue having a good weekend, man. And everybody else out there, you know, don't go crazy buying your Christmas gifts. And, you know, Feliz Navidad, whatever the hell I say it.
Feliz
Navidad, yeah. All right, everybody. Peace.
Later.